Welcome back to the Simple and Smart SEO Show podcast and Follow Through Fridays. I hope you've had a great week. And there was a part of me that did not want to record this week. I'll tell you why. My husband was sick. My son has been sick and the previous week broke his arm. So we went from broken arm, emergency surgery in the hospital, having to stay overnight, to then my son getting the flu, to then him getting better, and then my husband getting the flu. And for those of you guys that know me, you might have heard me talk about my husband before. He's a type 1 diabetic. So when he gets sick, a lot of times that sickness hits him harder and it's a little bit more difficult for him to recover. It's just been a stressful couple of weeks. And it was a type of week where I went out of the house wearing mismatched socks and didn't really care. But I thought to myself, I was like, okay, in order to be a good leader and a good publisher of this show, I really feel like it's important that I take the time to implement these incredible strategies and tactics that are shared by the experts that come on the show. If you haven't listened to this past week's episode, it's with Zoe Ashbridge. She gave some amazing advice on using Google Search Console and creating content around that. And so I'm going to show you exactly how I'm going to use that advice in just a moment. And I am going to be using Surfer SEO. So if you like what I do and you want to grab Surfer, definitely click my link in the show notes so that they know that I sent you and I get a little kickback from it. So one thing that I said that I was going to do on the show that day is make a TikTok about wooden letters. I'm going to TikTok because TikTok, like it or not, it's a search engine. I use it as a search engine. And so therefore, I'm going to call it a search engine. The other people who use TikTok as a search engine, I want them to be able to find my wooden letters. Okay. So I've opened up TikTok and I'm going to create a TikTok that simply says buy wooden letters. So if you want to check this out, you can go to my TikTok at Collage and Wood. This is for my business and see the TikTok that I made for wooden letters. The keyword that I'm going to be optimizing for is buy wooden letters. So I'm going to put as the title, want to buy wooden letters. There's nothing like being straightforward, right? Now I'm going to very quickly ask Jasper to write me a description about wanting to buy wooden letters at collageandwood.com. In case you're curious, this is the prompt that I put into Jasper. Can you please write me a TikTok description promoting wooden letters at collageandwood.com? We sell nursery wall letters, event decor, light up letters, wedding decorations, and giant letters and numbers for crafting. Please use buy wooden letters as a keyword. All right. Hitting send. All right. Well done, Jasper. Here's the call to action. Ready to buy wooden letters that add a touch of charm to any setting? Discover our collection now at collageandwood.com. Hashtag wooden letters, hashtag home decor, hashtag crafting fun. Well done, Jasper. All right. Let me paste that into my TikTok description. Okay, I'm hitting post. All right, so that was task number one from Zoe's recommendations on Wednesday. Let's take a look at task number two. And seriously, I went back and listened to my own podcast episode to write this down. Okay, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create a little worksheet in Google Sheet, a spreadsheet that will track the goal page that I'm trying to promote, the goal keyword, the current page impressions, page clicks, page traffic, and the monthly revenue. Okay. I've got my spreadsheet set up. Now I just need to input the data. So today is 225. My goal keyword is buy wooden letters. Okay. So my goal page that I am trying to increase traffic to is a collection page that is wood letters for wall. So I'm already seeing how that might not have been the best keyword to choose for that collection. So I'm probably going to update it. But just for today's purposes, I'll go ahead and copy that URL in there. Okay, so the next step is to go into my Google Search Console. So if you've got Google Search Console set up, then you can do this as well. Otherwise, you need to set up Google Search Console. This would be a good time to tell you that this is something that we did in the SEO squad. And it's just one of those things that brings the aha of, oh my gosh, these are the words people are using to buy things for me, or they're looking for these things to buy on my site. So Google Search Console, great tool. It's free. And you should join the SEO squad. That's not free, but you should still join. Okay, so I'm going to click on search results under performance. Some people like to do their search result performance for 3 months. Because I'm so targeted in what I create and what I sell, I always like to change that date range to 28 days. Shout out to Zoe for sharing that you can then filter by countries. So I have all of my filters in place for performance on search results. There are 7 keywords that have the words buy in them. There's buy wooden letters, buy wood letters, buy big letters, where to buy wood letters, where to buy wooden letters, where to buy big letters, where can I buy wooden letters? So that's those are the keywords that I know I need to focus on and make sure that they are on this particular landing page. And sadly, I've gotten 0 clicks, 17 impressions, no click-through rate, obviously, because no clicks, and the average position is 23. So I'm going to input that data into my spreadsheet, and I'm super excited because I think this is a perfect example to show you the power of content. And I'm going to add average position to my spreadsheet because I like to know that. I was listening to this podcast the other day, and this guy, I can't remember what word he used, but it wasn't topical authority. I think it was something like topic completeness or something like that. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create so much content around this particular keyword by wooden letters that Google recognizes it as a site that has topic completeness. So hopefully I got that right. Remember, I'm using a paid tool called Surfer SEO. And if you would like to try Surfer SEO using my link, I'd really appreciate it. It's in the show notes. So to do this research for buy wooden letters, I put it in Surfer, and then Surfer gave me a list of categories with ideas for a pillar page and then supporting pages. Surfer also tells me, hey, you've already written this many out of the recommended articles for this particular topic. What I do now is I'm going to write this article. Because I'm just super excited to get this done, I'm going to use Surfer's AI to write this article. And what's super cool about Surfer is they have these AI writing tools where you can pay $20 and it'll write an article for you. So especially for a small business, that's pretty affordable. And then I can focus on writing another article, and all I have to do is go back and edit, add in my own images and all those things. So it still takes time. That's the thing. Like, all of it still takes time, but some of these tools help speed it up just a little bit. So many thanks to Zoe for all of her wonderful ideas that will bring people in who are looking for the type of wooden letters that I sell, and then they can choose from the collections page which wooden letter they want to buy. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Follow Through Fridays. I know that I'm excited because it's going to help our business. And last thing, just wanted to remind you that the SEO squad is open. We are having so much fun in there. And if you have any questions, you can also email me about that. And that is hello@simpleandsmartseo. Until next time, keep moving forward.